a 17-point difference. 53-36, first 2 points for Lakers in the quarter. Wade at the left wing, dribbling down to the baseline. Retreats out to Strowell. Back up to Hunter Kelly. Dribbling to the right wing. Gives it off to Barrett George. Dives into the lane. The floater up. No good. Rebound Seth Bowles. Here come the Lakers. Brayden Smith to Siegfried. Jenkins a fall. And rebound brought in by Barrett George. And he draws the foul against the white jersey.
I think it's going to go on Nick Siegfried.
His second.
It was a tough shot. I don't know how much chance they had to go in, but.
Lakers fifth team foul of the half. Substitution, Travis Deering replaces Nick Siegfried. 6:06 left in the fourth quarter. Marlette 53, Lakers 36. It's been a back and forth ball game despite what the score shows. Lakers been holding as close as you possibly can with this Marlette talented squad.
You know, they are the best team in the area. Let's face it.
Sean Quady dives down the right side of the lane, goes up for the basket. It counts, and he is fouled on the way up. And one situation for him. Foul goes against number 5, Michael Muther, for Lakers, his first, and team 6. So he sits down, Drew Scholler's back in, and as well as number 15, Travis Deering. Quady at the free throw line, shooting one, and it counts. He has 11 points. And it's a 20-point differential, 56-36, 5:54 left in the fourth quarter. Wisner across midcourt to Seth Bowles. Travis Deering at the free throw line. Dribbles down to the right block, kicks it out to Wisner. Nothing there. He tries to go down the baseline. Nothing. Skip pass to Seth Bowles' left wing. Over to the right wing, Travis Deering for three. No good. And rebound, Barrett George. Here comes Marlette. Goes coast to coast. Barrett George travels inside the lane. Did a little bit of a stutter step, and you can't quite do that. Fifth turnover for Marlette on the evening. Fairly clean game for them. Brennan Wisner will inbound 90 feet from their own hoop into Drew Scholler. Three-quarter pressure coming from Marlette. Now they start to retreat. Just token pressure from Quady. Scholler across midcourt. The right elbow. To the right wing, skip pass and left wing to Wisner. Screen coming from Smith. Wisner doesn't do much with it. Over to Bowles. Being guarded by Isaac Dale from a distance. Bowles gives a screen to Deering, doesn't use it. Brayden Smith in the corner. And this one is thrown out of bounds into the, it's a barb.
It almost took out the candy store right there.
Almost.
The Marlette Red Raiders official score has a candy display that would make anyone just kind of just lick their fingers.
Marlette is known for two things. The candy at the stat table, and I'm not sure the second. Isaac Dale goes up for a shot. Can't get that to fall. Gets his own rebound, and that one falls. That's only his 8th point tonight.
I think the other thing is Isaac Dale getting into foul trouble. I think that's the second thing they're noted for.
Ah, okay.
And Isaac knows that, too.
That's the 14th offensive board for Marlette this evening. 58-36, 22-point lead. Check that 20-point lead as Seth Bowles gets one to fall. He has 14 for Lakers. 58-38, 4:12 left in the fourth quarter. Sean Quady dribbling against Drew Scholler at the left wing. Comes back out to the free throw line. Feeds it down to Isaac Dale.
Man.
Nice spin move and one. Count it. Nice post move from Isaac Dale. Gets it to fall. He'll go to the free throw line for one shot. As the foul goes against, looks like number 10, Seth Bowles. That'll be his third. And team's team's seventh. Maybe the sixth. I'm not quite sure.
They're seventh with the technical.
Yes, Brayden Smith sits down. Replaced by number 12, Jordan Trost. As the free throw is good from Isaac Dale. He has 11 points, 5 of those coming in the fourth quarter. 61-38, 23-point lead for Marlette, their largest of the evening. Travis Deering goes down the right side of the lane. Pump fakes, goes up, takes the shot. It is good, and one draws the foul. Fouls against number 34, Charles McClatchy, his second. And only the fourth team foul for Marlette. At the line, shooting one, Travis Deering. He has 12. and has gone 2 for 2 from the free throw line. As he misses that free throw, rebound Isaac Dale. The fourth defensive board in the quarter for Marlette in 4 minutes and 15 seconds. Sean Quady directing traffic from 26 feet over the right wing to Hunter Kelly, being double-teamed by Wisner and Deering. Into the corner, one dribble, into the lane. Spin move, Barrett George puts it up for 2 points. He has 6. Barrett George, a 6'4" senior. 3:20 left in the fourth, 63-40. And we have a timeout called. It's going to be a full timeout called by Ron Swartz and Group and the Lakers. 63-40. Marlette leads by 23 with 3:20 left in the fourth quarter.
Making friends.
Graff family.
From the good guys at the used car department at Graff Chevrolet Buick in Sandusky, here's Brian and Keith.
Hey, boss, how can I tell people what we're doing here with used cars?
Just tell them the truth. Get a good used car at Graff.
Because we keep only the nicest vehicles?
Yep.
Because we put them through a rigorous inspection and reconditioning process?
Yep.
Because we shop the market area to ensure we offer them at a good price?
Yep.
Will that make us sell more used cars than anyone else?
Doesn't matter, but it will make them say, I got a good used car at Graff.
Is that all that matters?
Yep.
This is used car manager Brian Marks. You can only get a GM certified warranty on GM vehicles at a GM dealer. So stop in and get a good deal from the good guys at Graff Chevrolet Buick on M46 in Sandusky.
Yep, get a good used car at Graff.
Graff family, we're making friends.
Marlette's been dropping a bomb in the second half, to say the least. It was a 6-point ball game at the half, 30-24. Now it is 63-40. A 23-point advantage for the Red Raiders. Brennan Wisner inbounds to a wide-open Nick Siegfried. Can't get the shot to fall, but it's rebound green and white. Travis Deering takes the baseline jump shot from 18 feet. Can't get that to fall. Fifth defensive board for Marlette in the corner. Reach-in foul against Brennan Wisner in transition. That'll be his second. And team's eighth. So this sends Hunter Kelly to the free throw line, shooting 1-1. John. 14 points for Travis Deering. 65-42. Drew Schuller not giving up on the play. He nearly steals it. But instead, Hunter Kelly has it at the free throw line. Over to the right wing to number 3, Luke Strell, into the corner to McClatchy. Top of the key, Hunter Kelly. Over to Sean Quady, left wing. Pump fakes, pulls up. No, passes it to the free throw line. Down to Strell on the baseline for the 8-foot bunny, and this one's good. Nice baseline jump shot for Stroud, and he's in the books with 2 points. 67-42, 2 minutes, 5 seconds left in the fourth. 3 more points from Marlette, and everyone gets tacos in the Stroud. Siegfried to Deering for 3. This one's off the mark. Rebound McClatchy, and he's going to take it all the way. And Hunter Kelly gets it left block. He can't get that to fall. Cleans up his own rebound, and it falls for 2 points. Hunter Kelly with 4 points. We have a timeout called by Marlette. And it will be a 30-second timeout. We'll be back after this. 69-42, minute 48 left.
Those holiday costs added up quickly, didn't they? Decorations, presents, traveling. But one thing that shouldn't have danced around in your head with the sugar plums is worrying about your propane. Get competitive